Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. Love to hear about Gizzard Fest. What a great way to start the day.
I wasn't going to go there, Dave, but I like to go with the flow. Let's talk about the Gizzard Fest in Potterville.
Well, you know, what's cool about Michigan is that we really do have festivals galore all through the year, not only in the summertime, but cool, fun things like Gizzard Fest. How many places in the country can you imagine there's a Gizzard Fest? Really? I mean, we've got cool festivals.
I've yet to visit Gizzard Fest, but I'm going to make plans to do that, Dave, as I'm going to be around the area for a couple days this weekend.
Well, and if you head over there, then keep on going a little bit farther and check out Turkeyville, USA. It's in the same kind of line, but they do shows there. It's a great deal of fun near Marshall.
Near Marshall, Turkeyville.
Yeah.
See, Dave, you've planned my whole weekend for me.
Hey, I can tell you about things all over the state. And in fact, you can go to Michigan.org and just click on the festival section, and you'll be shocked at all the festivals, hundreds and hundreds of them all over.
Well, Dave, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I wanted to talk about out-of-state visitor spending has increased 21%.
Yeah.
And I know you're pretty fired up about that.
Yeah, we really are. DK Shiflett, they do this national survey in all the states, and we watch this data very closely because under George Zimmerman's leadership at Travel Michigan at the MEDC, we've always been a real research-based organization and try to do our best to represent the people in Michigan. And we're thrilled that DK Shiflett tells us that for the first time ever.
Now, before you tell me did you hire DK Shiflett?
Do they
tend to support Travel Michigan?
No. In fact, you know, we get a lot of those types of questions. This is a very reputable third-party firm. All the state travel offices, I think all, if not all, almost all, purchase their data every year. You never know what you're going to see. And I got to tell you, for the last, 4 years or so, we have not seen this trend going up. It's been going down. 2006 was a banner year for us. And since that year, we've been really struggling trying to kind of rebrand Michigan under the Pure Michigan brand. And, you know, the data hasn't looked as good as this by far. This is the first time we've ever really seen it spike so much, a $2 billion spike in spending this last year. And I think even more exciting than that for me is to see that for the first time ever, we have more out-of-state travelers coming into Michigan than we have Michigan travelers going out. So that is an exciting piece of that data for us to look at.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know how they do the surveys because I'm not a research guy, but it, very reputable, very respected firm. They have their own, you know, analysis. Who knows? But with this additional $2 billion in spending, what that means, that translates into over $100 million in tax revenues for the state, and that translates into about 10,000 full-time equivalent jobs. That doesn't necessarily mean all full-time jobs. In fact, probably just the opposite. It means a lot of part-time jobs that were created last year and some full-time jobs as well.
Dave, does this information that you're talking about this morning justify the money that the state gives to the Pure Michigan ad campaign?
Well, I think it certainly it leads us to believe that the Pure Michigan campaign certainly had an effect as we would hope it would. Now, you got to remember, all the local convention visitors bureaus in the state, like the great Lansing Convention Visitors Bureau, they're out doing their job promoting their local destinations, both within Michigan and in markets, you know, in the region. These thousands of small businesses throughout the state, they're out, you know, promoting what they do. And then there's the Pure Michigan campaign that kind of encompasses everything, trying to encourage people to travel within the state and to come from other places of the world to travel here. So it's really synergy. It's a combination of the Pure Michigan banner effort along with the more localized effort really working together in combination to encourage people to travel here, and it's working.
You know, we don't hear as much about Travel Michigan as we do Pure Michigan.
Yeah.
Tell us about the focus of Travel Michigan.
Well, Travel Michigan is simply the name of the office. We have, 13, 14 staff members at Travel Michigan, and we're a division of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Pure Michigan is this brand that we developed along with our agency McCann Erickson. to kind of represent what traveling in Michigan really is, and in fact, what Michigan really is to people who know it. It's something special, something magic for people who, you know, have traveled around this great state. We know that, that we have what we in the travel industry believe is a national, maybe a worldwide quality product to offer travelers, and that Pure Michigan brand tries to communicate that all within one tagline, one brand.
All right, Dave, I'm going to give you a chance to plug some of the thing that's going on. First big weekend of the summer, Memorial Weekend. Weather's supposed to be good. Gas prices are supposed to be decent. So I would imagine you're expecting a great weekend.
Yeah, we really are. In fact, we always look to AAA for the analysis on travel because we don't do that type of data. We get from other sources. And AAA is telling us that we expect a really good number of people traveling, probably more than we have in the last few years, even with these high gas costs. Luckily, gas prices have come down just a tad lately. And, you know, psychologically, that gives us a little boost to say, hey, it's not as high as it was a couple weeks ago. But also, I think people are recognizing that gas costs are really a pretty small part of the overall travel expense. And traveling for leisure today is now an expectation for us. It's no longer a luxury. We just simply aren't going to put it off. And those of us who live here know that the quality experiences that we can offer are really worth the investment of our time and our money. And it's why we work so much and so hard as we do.
All right. I need your help. We're going to stay in Michigan and do a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it out of a necessity because we've got kids who have camps. And so taking big trips is out of line. So where can I, what's my resource to find a place, to find places to go and visit this summer?
Absolutely. Got a couple of them. What I always recommend is people go to Michigan.org. You know, in our ads that Tim Allen voices for us, we always say your trip begins at Michigan.org. And what we mean by that is, you know, don't just go somewhere and just kind of wonder what you can do there. It's a waste of time, and you really want to have a plan so you can really maximize that time with friends and family. So go to Michigan.org, do your advanced planning, do a little surfing there first, and then when you go somewhere else, you're going to be really prepared. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that as well. You're going to really be prepared, well-planned. You can also pick up one of the Michigan Travel Ideas magazines, maybe order it from Michigan.org for free, or just pick it up at any of the welcome centers or convention visitors bureaus around town, including at the Lansing CVB right downtown.
Now, the Michigan.org takes you right to Travel Michigan, or Pure Michigan, right?
Exactly. It is the same thing. Michigan.org really is the website. It's the official website for all the travel, leisure information around the state with Pure Michigan.
And then wherever you want to go, there's a breakdown of all the cities, areas of the states, and specific information about where to go and what to do.
That's right. And if you really don't know specifically, you know, what you might want to do or where to go, there are always these feature stories in the center of the homepage, and they always give me some great ideas. In fact, it reminded me of a local festival that my wife and I went to last night just to kind of check it out. So look for that. Go to Michigan.org. And again, if you're not really sure what you want to do, they always have some really great bits of information there. We update it every week. So
all right.
Always great ideas.
All right, Dave. I want to make sure nobody's listening here. I want you to give me the scoop on a cool place to go or a couple of cool places to go that really are kind of secret gems.
Well, I would recommend something like the Gilmore Car Museum down near Kalamazoo in Hickory Corners. How do you like that? Love that place. Hickory Corners. This is a fantastic, I mean, world-class automotive exhibit. And you don't even have to be really into cars to really enjoy it there. They have a lot of old buildings, like an old gas station, and they've got a number of old barns that they've moved from all over to house this world-class exhibit of automotive. And they're now going to be open 12 months out of the year. They used to only be open during the summer months, but now they've expanded. Really cool place. Not many people know about that. You got to go and check it out. And if you're down in that Kalamazoo area, check out the Air Zoo as well. Free admission to the Air Zoo and Space Museum. And then if you want to ride any of their really fun rides, then there's a $12.50 charge or something like that, and you can ride all day. You can also make sure you see that 3D or 4D movie, which is really emotional.
All right, Dave.
Really
I've got to get to break.
I know you do.
Thanks so much, sir.
All right, take it easy.